Unless it's choo-choo.
And what a cold day it is.
Wow.
I was a little disappointed. We were supposed to get, like, a blizzard yesterday and, like, all this snow. They were, like, 6 to 12 inches, like, ice, da-da-da-da-da. It snowed for a long time, but, like, nothing stuck.
I know. It was snowing, like, all day.
It snowed all day. Nothing
into the
stuck.
Night.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing.
Except they did have to caution tape off the walkway, like, next to Hugel, because ice was falling off the
roof. Oh, my God.
Onto the sidewalk.
That's pretty funny.
I had to take a detour. Went to class today.
Wow.
Or not class today. I had to pick up lab stuff. So, yeah, that happened. But Orgo did get canceled yesterday, so I really can't complain.
That is nice.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because there's, like, 1 week left, and, like, classes are canceled for, like, little snow, and now it's, like, okay, week before finals.
Well, Sunday, it was very slippery.
Here?
Yes. I came back Saturday night because the weather looked, like, really shady. Sunday, when I was walking around campus, it was, like, you could just skate everywhere. It was really icy on Sunday.
Was it snowing here?
No, it was, like, sleeting, and there was, like, ice on everything.
And
then it turned to snow, like, Monday morning.
It was, like, raining when I got here Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. That was, like, around, I guess, 11 I was walking around. Icy. But, yes, happy belated Thanksgiving. We had a week off, but we're back.
We're back.
It was a nice break.
It was nice.
It felt so fast.
Oh, I just want the food, the couch.
I love my couch at home.
I love plopping in the comfy chair.
The couch. I have, like, one specific seat in the couch that I just,
I have,
like,
one spot.
I love it. There's a blanket there.
The blanket.
The blanket, the couch. Mm-hmm. It's just my natural habitat.
Oh, I feel
it. And the food. But yeah, two more weeks and we'll be right back there. This is the final home stretch.
Yep.
It is a doozy. I have so much stuff, like, that needs to happen this week.
Okay, but, like, it'll happen.
It will happen.
And it'll be okay.
It will be okay.
Yeah.
But also, I didn't do any work over Thanksgiving break.
Oh, that's okay.
Like, what do you expect? Like,
that's
at home.
It's a break.
I'm going to, like, I read books for fun and I hung out with my family.
You read,
like,
books for fun? That's
I
so
did
cute.
Read books for fun, yes, and I hung out with my family. Like, I'm not going to do my Islam reading. Like,
yeah, no.
No, I'm going to read my chick flicks and spend time with my family. Thank you very much. So, but it was a very nice break.
Aw. I mean, like, I think it could have been a little longer, but I think there's something about winter break that's, like, so long.
It really is.
That by the end, I'm like, okay, I'm done now.
And by the end, all your friends have already gone back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just you for the last, like, 3 weeks of January.
Exactly.
Like, I'm still here.
Yeah.
All right, should we...
Let's play some tunes. Okay, this first pick is your pick. I don't even know...
It's leftover from last week. We didn't get to it last week.
Oh, because we always overstuff our... playlists.
Yeah. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Let's do it.
No, let's play. Okay, here we go, everybody.
And old man.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. So those two songs were, that was Places by the National Parks and Control from Broken Bells. Control, that was my pick. I think Broken Bells, we've definitely played a bunch of them.
Many. You had me look it up yesterday, yes. And there was like a list of songs.
Yes, I really like them. Their songs, I don't know if they're similar, but they have similar background instruments, but they're so good, each one. Places.
And Places from the National Parks was my pick. That was from Spotify's, like, here are songs I think you would like. And I did. It was so,
Oh my God.
And also, I love National Parks, and the artist is the National Parks, so I just thought,
you have to do it.
Yeah.
I started listening to the, like, Spotify, like, this is for you playlist. And it's good, but it's, like, playing a lot of music that, like, I already know.
Oh, see, mine's very new. Is it the Discover Weekly?
I don't know.
Because if I play, like, the Daily Mix, or...
I think it's the Daily Mix.
The Daily Mix is all, like, it's stuff I know. It just puts together, like, artists I know and, like, songs I know. But the Discover Weekly is all, like, new stuff.
Okay. Then I'll get the Discover Weekly
And then it
going.
Updates itself every week. Hence, Discover Weekly.
That's so nice of them.
But, yeah. It was cool.
Oh.
Also, I've just received my very first advent calendar. Courtesy of Hannah and her mom. Thank you, Mrs. George. I've never had an advent calendar. I'm so excited.
I think we've always done it. I didn't realize this was like a foreign thing. I'm so excited.
Well, like,
for like that you're so excited.
I'm so excited. And there's chocolate in it.
Yes,
so you get chocolate
every day. You get chocolate.
And I'm 3 days behind, so today I get to have 3 chocolates. But yes, that was, it's really cool. I'm really excited to try it. Because my family's never had advent calendars.
Just because?
I don't know. We've never done it. But I had one in my German class in high school. So like, I obviously know what they are. But yeah, I'm so excited. I also have a kiwi.
Yep, I gave
courtesy
her a kiwi.
Courtesy of Eli's mom.
Yep.
Thank you, Eli's mom. Is she a listener?
I
doubt
think
it.
So.
He is, though, occasionally.
So I don't think he's listening. But well,
maybe not. Well, thank you, Eli's mom, for the kiwi, too. It's been a while since I had a kiwi.
Yeah, he looks like a nice one.
Yeah, the other one was a little squishy, he might need to be, we'll see.
Someone will use them.
But yeah, it's so exciting.
Wow.
It's like Christmas early.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yes, very cool.
Wow. So we're having a good time over here.
It's marvelous. Maybe in the next two songs, I'll open box number one and have...
Oh, but we won't eat it here because
we will not
we're not
eat it here.
Allowed to
no.
eat.
No, it's still in the plastic wrap.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna stay in the plastic
we
wrap.
Still won't eat it, even though the video camera in here is broken and no one would know.
Shh, they might be listening. Now let's play some more tunes.
Okay, this is I like this batch. I liked this song, this next song we're gonna play.
Ooh, that was my pick.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Okay,
here we go.
Does he feel to lie alone in your bed when you know this is forever? Low like the sun, come down and rest.
Hello, everybody. We are back. I'm gonna stop doing that voice every time we come back.
I think it's iconic at this point. You don't have a choice.
Okay.
I may or may not have just tried my first advent calendar chocolate.
But we don't know.
But if I did, I would say it was quite good. Okay, what songs did we just listen to?
Okay. So that first one was Wars by Of Monsters and Men. Second one was I Never Know by Generationals. Two really good songs.
Both are kind of intense.
Yeah, but also light. It's like the nice beat, but also kind of light.
Yeah.
Of Monsters and Men, definitely there's that song by them that everyone knows.
Really?
It's like, I'm not going to start singing.
Let's like do a quick search. Ship.
Oh, so listen to the words I say.
That's them.
Hey, the screams all sound the same. Is that Little Talks? That is, yeah. Little Talks, yes.
I didn't realize that was them.
Yes. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's the only song I know by them, but this is kind of cool.
I really like this one. Also from Spotify's Discover Weekly playlist. Oh,
Discover Weekly.
Yeah. They really know what they're doing.
I'll get on to Discover Weekly.
I was a big fan. I thought it was good.
Yeah. Generationals, classic. I think I learned about the Generationals from Keegan. Yeah. End of story.
That's all you get to know.
Yeah. Oh, back to the advent calendars. I don't know if the chocolate is actually good or if it's like you're just so excited to open it that you're like, yes, I get another chocolate today.
I'm assuming like Trader Joe's has like quality chocolate though.
Yeah, but like, I don't quality think that store. They like I don't think that they like I don't think that these are like expensive like nice advent calendars where they're like putting the quality chocolate, but still.
I mean, I have to say my first Trader Joe's experience was also with Hannah.
Oh yeah.
In New York City. They have like escalators for your grocery cart.
Well, see, that was just in New York City. That's a different...
Like, is that, like, every grocery store in New York City has escalators for your grocery cart?
Probably. Wait, they have escalators for your grocery cart? Oh, you put that... Yeah.
You put
the
grocery cart on the thing and it, like, takes it up to the next floor for you.
Yes.
That was insane.
That's probably a thing. I mean, that's not, like, a Trader Joe's thing. Like, the one near my house doesn't have that. Huh. Because it's all on one floor.
Well, maybe I was just, like extra impressed because it was the Trader Joe's of New York City.
Maybe.
But it was good. It was very, like, wholesome.
Yes, it's a very wholesome place. Mm-hmm. Yes, if you come to my house, you should visit...
The local Trader Joe's. I think there's one around my house, because I know my aunt and uncle get food there.
And you've never been?
I don't know where it is. I just know that occasionally, my aunt and uncle show up with stuff from Trader Joe's. Like, I don't know where the store is.
Oh, okay.
You don't need a membership to go in there, do you?
No.
They also get stuff from Costco. But I know, not anybody can just go to Costco.
I'm not a member of Costco.
Never been in a Costco.
Really?
No.
My grandparents love their frozen yogurt. If you're listening, hi, Grandma and Papa.
I know my roommate gets pesto hummus that you can only get at Costco.
Pesto hummus.
And I love pesto and I love hummus, so I was like blown away.
Me too.
Yeah, I've never heard of pesto. Blown away by the pesto hummus, but apparently it's only at Costco.
How was it?
Delicious.
What?
It was marvelous.
Let's make it. Ooh. Get pesto, get hummus. Dump them together.
Edgy. Maybe we can experiment with pesto hummus.
Yes.
So we don't have to buy a membership to Costco.
Don't have to go to Costco. I think that's a good plan.
Like a plan to me.
Just get a membership to Costco for pesto hummus.
Honestly, it'd be worth it.
The membership is more money than the pesto hummus.
Depends on how much pesto hummus you buy, though.
That's true.
How much does a membership to Costco cost?
I don't know. We used to have one.
Huh.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't think it's like that much. Maybe it's like a monthly thing. Like.
Well, intriguing.
If anyone... Yeah, intriguing.
Well, they have pesto hummus, so...
Pesto hummus.
Should we play some tunes?
Oh my god, our next song, the name is very apropos.
See if you can guess.
The name of the song?
Yeah, because it says it a bunch of times in the song.
That's true. Also, if you're listening on the... Like, on the website, you'll see the name of the song.
Yeah, cheating.
But you could also guess if you want to, like, you know, maybe not look or something.
Yeah, don't look at the little bar on the website. See if you can guess the song.
Yeah, they definitely say it a lot. Okay, here we
go. Relates to Trader Joe's.
And Costco,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
See what you can do.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. to rush this. I'd miss a kiss if it ever left my lips. No one I know sticky on my mind when I go. Except you, but you're just friends. We're misindependent, and this sucks. I'm lovesick, too important to rush this. I'd miss a kiss if it ever left my lips. No one I know sticky on my mind when I go. Heart broke, but I spend it cause I'm misindependent.
Hi guys. So that was
we told them to guess.
Anyone guesses?
All right, say it out loud now. Dun dun dun. All right, and the answer is
groceries.
Get it? Trader Joe's, Costco. Groceries.
Yeah, I think they're getting it. I think they got it.
Ta-da. Bye. I can't read the article.
Groceries by Mallrat. That was your pick.
It was. I knew that song, and you knew that song.
I think it's on the radio.
Is it a popular song?
I think it's on, like, 92.3 alternative station.
Hmm. because it came up on Spotify's Discover Weekly. And I was like, oh, I know this song, but I didn't remember where I heard it from. We hadn't played it before, and I played it for Hannah. She's like, oh, I know this too. So guess it's a more popular song, but I thought it was nice. And it's a female artist. It's chill.
Yes, I noticed that.
That I represent.
Yes. The second one was The Bottom of It from the Fruit Bats.
Love the Fruit Bats.
A new favorite. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good song. It was, like, kind of groovy.
Kind of bop.
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything going on today?
I was talking about how disappointed I was in my lunch today.
Oh, yes.
It was I got a sandwich from the library, like, one of those grab-and-go things, because I was running short on time.
The cafe.
Yeah. And the bread was so soggy. It was so sad. Nobody likes a soggy sandwich.
No.
Because, like, there were tomatoes on it, which is, you know, understandable. But maybe, like... I don't make it over the weekend and then leave it out there on Tuesday.
Is that, like, what probably happened?
I'm assuming so, because I got the lunch at noon. So, like, excuse me. I don't know how long it could have sat if they, like, made it today.
Yeah. I mean, so, I'm assuming, but, like, it's been, like, a long weekend. Like,
I don't know. But I was very disappointed in my soggy sandwich. Not but rough. My apple was good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough, though.
I know. I was a little disappointed. But... It's all better now.
Okay, good. Well, I got a grain bowl for lunch.
Grain bowl Tuesdays.
Tuesday grain bowls. It was a good one. It was the Italian pesto marinara sauce one.
I love pesto.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is my favorite one. Actually, you know what it was? It wasn't pesto. It was pisto, which pisto? I learned. It's P-I-S-T-O-U. And it's pesto without the pine nuts.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so whenever we have pesto at home, we get pesto without pine nuts because my brother is allergic to nuts. I didn't realize it had a special name. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, maybe there's something else different, but that was, like, the main difference. And I guess they do it here because, like, nut allergies.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Mom, if you're listening, there's a special pesto called pisto without pine nuts pisto. For Chris.
Yeah.
Wild.
Chris, here's your pesto.
Yeah. We don't have, I think the only thing we really put pesto on at home is tortellinis.
Yeah, it's like a pasta.
Yeah.
My parents got pesto, and I just ate it raw, dipping with, like, pretzels. Like, I dipped pretzels in my pesto.
Is that a thing?
My parents were like, no, why would you do that? And I did it, and it was amazing.
I got pesto pasta when we went out for dinner once over Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Ooh.
Really, really good stuff.
Oh, my God. The other day, it was... tuna? I don't remember when it was. I think it might have been Sunday night, the night I got back. I went to Campus Pizza and got pesto pasta with chicken.
Ooh.
$15.
Wow.
I flexed it, so it didn't really matter, but I was like, okay. And the pesto was good, but it was, like, super garlicky and oily that I put the leftovers in my fridge, and the entire fridge smells like garlic.
Wow.
And, like, I ate something from the fridge. Tasted kind of like garlic.
Oof.
It was bad.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
That's real harsh.
Yeah, not good.
No.
It's okay.
I guess you can get, like, the oilier pesto or, like, the creamier pesto. There's, like, different kinds.
I like a nice thick pesto.
We usually have, like, the oily stuff at home because it's without the pine nuts. It's, like, the only kind we can get that, like, doesn't have pine nuts.
Oh.
And it's, like, it's an oilier side, but then the kind I got when I was out over the weekend was like a creamier pesto.
Interesting.
I wonder if there's different pesto varieties.
Pisto? Maybe there's something else.
Pisto? We can contemplate it while we listen to more music.
More music, yes.
Yes.
Okay, here's some more music.
Where do you go when the light leaves your eyes? When you're just out of reach. Like a tree bound high. What's on your mind as you're staring behind? And I'm on my own in your arms tonight. Ooh, na na na, off you go. Yeah.
what's on your mind as you're staring behind, and I'm on my own in your arms tonight. Yeah, I'm on my own in your arms
Oh, hi guys. So those two songs. So we had Off She Goes by Bad Sons, and then we had Miss the Boat from Modest Mouse. Yeah.
Off She Goes was my pick. That's been my Possibilities playlist for like a really long time.
Really?
Yeah, since last year. We just never got around to playing it. But we've played Bad Sons before, I think.
Yes, definitely. So. I will say that when you showed it to me yesterday, I didn't really like it. And it has, I liked it more this time.
I feel like listening in here, too, like we have these two big speakers
yeah.
here. I feel like everything sounds really great in here. But I usually find that, like I don't always love the stuff that Hannah plays, like, when she plays it, like, just a snippet of it, like, when we're going over things. But mm-hmm. then once I, like, put it in the master playlist and I just, like, listen to it, I'm like, oh.
Wow.
Like, it all fits the vibe, you know? It's yeah. all, like, chill, like, good. Yeah. It's all good music.
Yeah, I feel that. The second song, Miss the Boat, that was my pick. I think it was in my possibilities. For this show, I kind of went deep in the possibilities and was just like, I haven't played this one, because over Thanksgiving, for all of our longtime listeners,
oh, they should know,
I brought back the Thanksgiving playlist.
Giving of the Thanks.
Yes, and we actually played it at Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Which was exciting. I don't know if anyone really appreciated it.
Probably not to the extent that you do.
Probably not. My sister and I had a good time, though.
Awesome.
But yeah, so that was, I think maybe I heard that from like Friday Night Tunes with my dad, but I don't know. It was pretty good. Modest Ooh. Mouse, they make that one song, I don't know if you know it, I can't sing it, but they have one song that's like, it's good. I actually, the first lyric I can't say on the radio.
No.
But yeah, it's, yeah, well, that's the Modest Mouse song. Otherwise,
is it Float On?
Yes,
I probably know that song.
Yes, and well, I actually don't know if that's what I'm thinking of, but that is one of their. And well, I'll float on. All right, already we're all.
Yeah,
this is really the show of me singing songs.
Honestly, you're pretty good.
Really, thank you. Like, not that I think I'm acapella worthy, but I really want to like try out for acapella.
Acapella is just so cool.
I know. Like, why can't I do that?
Oh, shout out Fiona. She's listening.
Oh, shout out.
She just suggested Float On. Like, because I guess she heard us talking.
Oh,
so
my
she knows.
God. She
Big
knows.
Modest Mouse fan out there.
Wow.
Thank you for listening, Fiona. That's awesome. We've played a couple of her songs on here, too.
Yes.
So,
during our female
yeah,
playlist.
She really saved the day with her female suggestions.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Do we think we have time for... I don't think we have time for all three. I think we can do two more.
I think we can do two more. Should we do the two more that... Like, not including the one...
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Cool. We have it all figured out. Schemes.
Let's do it.
Okay. Here we go, everybody.
Yes. I love this song. Let's do it.
Son, you
Hi, guys. So we just had a long strategic conversation in 2 seconds. So unfortunately, due to the lack of time, we're going to have to cut out some of our songs.
Well, because we have 3 minutes left, and the shortest song we have left on this playlist is 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So it would just not be fair to the show coming in after us.
But we'll put our songs on next week's playlist, so you're not going to miss out on anything.
I kind of like doing this. Like, the ones that we don't get to, we just automatically, like, put into, like, the next playlist, so that way we don't, like, forget about them.
No, I think it's good.
Yeah, it works out.
Yeah, it works out.
We got a good amount of songs in today, though.
Yeah, we did.
I feel like we were very efficient.
I guess we did skip two.
But we always overshoot.
But we do. Like, no, you're right. It was good. It was good. It
worked out well.
Yeah. Well, this is the end of our show today.
Oh, I'm sad. We may or may not play a show next week.
I think we can.
I think we should.
I think we should.
A good way to just break up, because next week is finals week.
Yeah.
But neither of us have a final Tuesday night.
I have a final Tuesday.
During the day.
I think it's an 8 a.m.
So it would be 8 to 11.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So hopefully we can give you one last show for the semester next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have a final on Tuesday, and if yours is in the morning, then it would be a nice way to, like, break up the week.
I can check my Google Calendar.
But it would be a nice way to break up what can otherwise be a pretty stressful week.
Yes, I think it would be really good.
So, yeah, because my finals are Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I know, Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have an 8 a.m. final. Perfect. So we're all good. Yeah. Wait, when's your last one?
Saturday.
Oh, I think it's at Saturday night, one. Mm.
One of the, like, 4 to 7 ones, I think.
I have one of those, too.
Ew.
Yep. But then I have a Monday, next Monday final.
That really stinks.
Like, the last day from 4 to 7.
Ew. Are you going to go home that night, or are you going to wait until Tuesday?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, I know. Like, what? Like, come on. Monday at 4 to 7?
It's the final stretch.
Like, why is that an option? It should, the last one should be, like, the middle one, whatever that is.
Honestly, 12 to 3, 12 I guess.
12 to 3, yeah.
Oh, well. It's okay. Yeah, but we'll give you a real special show next
week.
Yeah,
it'll be a really good one.
To end License to Chill Season 2. So, in case you guys forgot, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is our show, License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah.
We got one more for you next week.
And we're signing off. And I hope you guys have a good week. Have a good day. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.